Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Jim Hansen, sitting in for Frank Gaffney, who's taking the war for the free world on the road today. I have the pleasure of being joined this first segment by Diana West, who writes at dianawest.com and is the author of Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal. Welcome to the show, Diana.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you.
Well, I know one thing you focus on a lot, and we greatly appreciate your good work in this area, is how Europe has just become an object lesson in how to take a population with values antithetical to your own, not assimilate, and try to allow their values to dominate your own. So let's talk a little bit about what Europe's done wrong with their Islamist infiltration and almost, at this point, an invasion. Geert Wilders, a great politician in the Netherlands, has talked about this quite a bit, and you wrote a piece about his prescriptions for this. Tell us a little bit about what Geert thinks we should do.
Yes, well, Geert Wilders has been really the leader, the leading politician on this for a decade now, just about a decade, maybe less. It's amazing how he is right now at the top of the polls in the Netherlands. His party has grown from a party of one going back to about 2008 to now being the leading party. And he's been very consistent in his prescription of how to save Europe. It now becomes more urgent as, yes, it is an invasion. I wouldn't even say it's almost an invasion. It is an invasion. It's a demographic overwhelming of the host countries, the indigenous peoples, if you will, of Europe. And his first prescription is to close the borders to any more mass immigration from Islamic countries. And he says if he becomes prime minister in the next elections, which is not impossible, that he would close the Dutch borders at once. What does this mean? This is a way of attempting to restore the Dutch country, the Dutch culture, to its place as the leading culture and not an Islamizing culture. And this is really what the lesson of Europe is. We are seeing an Islamic Europe take shape before our eyes. We just had the terrible death in a stabbing of an aid worker in Sweden, a 22-year-old woman by the name of Alexandra Mazur. She was killed ministering to migrants. And just a week or so ago, and I just find today that when the home for these migrants, the other aid workers wanted to hold a memorial service for her, the town council said no. And this was in deference to Muslim feelings. Now, when you are at this point where you cannot even have a memorial service, you are in an Islamic culture. You have accepted, you have submitted to Sharia norms. This is what Geert Wilders' program is exactly designed to reverse, but it is not being implemented at this point anywhere in Europe.
Now, part of the problem, I guess, is now you've got a European Union, but you've got no European people. You know, you have a collection of countries like the Netherlands, like Sweden, Norway, Germany, France. They're distinct individual cultures that the bureaucrats have tried to form into a European Union and tried to graft these very left-wing, progressive, sweetness and light, milk of human kindness, social democrat values onto. And it hasn't worked. And what certainly hasn't worked was bringing in all these folks who absolutely do not want to be Europeans and allowing them to dominate their host countries, as you mentioned. So is there any chance they can turn the assimilation around? I mean, they've begun deporting. Sweden's deporting tens of thousands. These aren't war refugees in the most part. They're economic migrants, correct?
Yes, that's very correct. Well, another piece of the absolute necessary prescription, and this is one of Geert Wilders' points also, is leaving the European Union, is breaking that monopoly of power in Brussels. It's sweetness and light on the outside, but it's actually I see it as nation murder. I mean, this is the basis of this notion of getting to the European superstate, is destroying the individual nation states and their cultures that make up Europe, that happen to be on the landmass of Europe, that have developed there, and are our own cousins. I mean, this is where we come from as well. It's a very evil plan, and when you say it doesn't work, I totally agree with you, but the bureaucrats in charge, the power mongers, Mrs. Merkel comes to mind, they are absolutely not reversing course. For them, this is working. This is the imposition of the utopian, if you want to call it that, dream of destroying the nations of Europe and replacing them with this world in which the super state controls rogue populations by coming down with speech repression, which we're already seeing. We're seeing in Netherlands, as a matter of fact, a hotline for individuals to call if they see, quote, hate speech on social media to the police. So we're seeing the repression of freedom of speech, and then controls, very invasive controls of the security state to actually try to impose a civil society by force, so that people can ride the metro with 50,000 cameras and probably policemen on every car to prevent the kind of violence that we're also seeing breaking up. What Europe has done is brought Tahrir Square into the heart, into every town square, really. And now the state is trying to impose its will and make it work. They're not trying to reverse it. And this is where you see the rise of the nationalist patriotic parties, the populist parties, so-called, that wish to reassert themselves so that they don't die. So it's actually a very dire situation. The sweetness and light is merely the packaging, but it's actually a very coercive and freedom destroying structure that is being put into place to control this riotousness. It's really a very a kind of civil war that is underway at this point, you know, in a sense of roiling discontent and upset, and you know, you see the street demonstrations of the Pegida party, the anti-Islam party, spreading across Europe. These are peaceful demonstrations by people who do not wish to be replaced, because this is what these governments, these bureaucracies are doing. They are replacing the peoples of Europe, the cultures of Europe, with their vision of multiculturalism, Marxism, utopianism. I mean, this is dangerous stuff, and these are the kinds of people who are in charge, and this is the tug of war we're watching.
We're talking with Diana West about the decline and potential death of Europe, the great European Union project, by its own hand and by the hand of the bureaucrats who have decided to impose that on the people of Europe. And we're starting down that path here with the accommodations, with the repression of free speech, with a lot of the things that Europe has done, and we're taking their bad example. Is there a place we can learn from that?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, you know, learning is one thing. We are experiencing the exact same forces and movement here. We're much bigger, obviously, and the conditions are somewhat different. However, we have no border. We have massive invasions by demographic invasion coming up on the southern border in particular. This would be an effort that we are watching, kind of, my father used to use the phrase, the United States becoming the northern tip of South America. I mean, this is a sense of the Hispanization of the country. And then meanwhile, we're watching refugee resettlement and the Syrian, quote, refugee project, also coming in with population blocks, non-assimilable population blocks coming out of Islamic world and elsewhere, being imposed on communities across the country. This is an ongoing project. It's not like we can watch Europe and think, oh, we shouldn't begin to do that. No, we are deep into the same exact transition, this transition by bureaucrats, most of them unelected, and of course elected people who are pushing this, who are not on our side of the aisle defunding these projects and so on, not taking care of our border, etc. These are the exact same conditions we can look at in Europe in more of a microcosm because of the size of the individual nations involved. But we are being replaced also, and our culture is being absolutely taken over in similar ways. The differences are differences of continent, differences of size, differences of you know, our own special conditions. But the same people, the same ideas, the same actions are transforming us as Europe is being transformed.
Thanks a lot, Diana. That's bracing news. Up next, we will be talking with Samuel Bendit on defense and policy issues. This is Jim Hansen, and you're listening to Secure Freedom Radio.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.